Hey, Coaster, get your makeup done. I mean, obviously, get your makeup done. Looks good. So, how long do you have to just sit there for? An hour? So you're not going anywhere, are you? Great! That sounded so suspicious. And there's a reason for that. There is a very, very, I'm up to something. I am very much up to something. But it has to be said. It has to be done. This is important. And you have been avoiding me. No, you have. You have absolutely been avoiding me. You've also been avoiding this. Oh no, you can't move. You can't move. Because if you do, you'll get shouted at. So you will just sit there and listen. Why have you not read this dream of a script? And I mean dream of a script. This script is amazing. It is well written. This is everything that you want in a script. This is a dream. And yet, you haven't read it. You've had it for a month and you haven't read it. A month. And oh no. I know you're busy. We're both busy, but we're not that busy. You're not that busy. I mean, look, you're sitting in a chair for an hour every day. This is prime script reading time, but you are not reading it. I mean, you. This script is perfect for you. I mean, it was written for you, almost literally written for you. You don't have to audition. You don't have to audition. Do you know how rare that is? We are soap actors, and this script is so good. It's so, so, so good, and you haven't even read it. Instead, you've been leaving it places, just forgetting it, only not forgetting it. You've been doing it on purpose. And I have to keep handing it back to you. And I know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. But I don't know why. Oh! This is why you've been avoiding me. You didn't want to have the talk. No, not that talk. I mean, there isn't a talk. Well, there is a talk. No. You're not doing that to me. You're not. I mean, you are, but... You are so infuriating. Just so infuriating. And I... We work together. We live together. We spend all of our time together. We are not just co-stars. We're friends. Only recently, it hasn't really felt like that because you've been avoiding me and everyone has noticed. Everyone, every single person on this set have noticed that you're avoiding me. Now, I know you think that you're slick and sly. You're some kind of a avoidance ninja. But you're not. You're really, really not. Just read the script. Please, just read it. Just read the script. I promise you, if you read it, you'll want to do it. You'll need to do it. You will just... What do you mean, no? Why aren't you even giving it a chance? No. Carry on, please. Please carry on about how you're just a space soap opera actor and then you're not good enough. Oh, you do realise that's all bullshit, right? No, it is. Oh, no. It really, really is. This is just an excuse that you're... An excuse. I know this isn't Shakespeare. This is so... So not Shakespeare, but you know what? That means nothing. That means absolutely nothing. You are the best actor I know. See, this is so annoying. This. Oh, you see, the first time that you duck a compliment, it was kind of cute. The second time, also cute. The third time... You know, a little bit annoying, but still kind of cute, you know, oh, shucks and all that. But this is not cute. This is This is cruel. No, not to me. It's cruel to you.
You are just...
Do you have any idea how talented you are? Of course you don't. Because you won't let yourself. I said you won't let yourself. You have somehow convinced yourself that you're a hack. That you're a bad actor. This is the most that you can hope for. This is the pinnacle of your career. And that is cruel and wrong. So wrong. You break my heart sometimes. No. Just listen. You can't leave. You can't walk out. You can't run off. Because you've done that. You've done that to me. You've been avoiding me. And you have run off. And that was cute. But also, I get it. I do get it. I do. I mean, when someone says that, it sounds so trite. It sounds patronizing. And I can't change that. And I can't make you believe me. I know what it's like to have doubt. I know what it's like to have imposter syndrome. To just wait for someone to discover that you're actually clueless and have no idea what you're doing. But the way you beat yourself up, the way you smother any... You are a wonderful actor. And that you can't see that. That you can't see any of that. It. At first I thought it was just some Hollywood bullshit. I didn't know you. Didn't have any idea how sweet you were. How genuine you were. I just saw this gorgeous... Gorgeous. No. You are gorgeous. You are so gorgeous. Hi. Oh, you have no idea how gorgeous you are. I thought you were just playing it off. Oh, no. I'm not a great actor. You know, well, actually, I am a great actor. But no. You actually believe it. You believe that you're not a great actor. You believe... Oh, this blows my mind. It breaks my heart and blows my mind. This is... You feel so deeply. And that is reflected in your work. When you act, I'm just taken with you. Your audience is taken with you. We hang on your every word. And I know this is where you're going to say something about... It's just a space opera. So what? So what? So what if it's just a part? A leading part on some crappy space opera that has millions of fans? You have taken this character, this admittedly badly written character, and you have somehow just cast a spell. You've made it more. And you've done that wearing prosthetics, makeup. Do you have any idea how difficult that is? And it just comes naturally to you because you're so bloody talented and you just inspire me. You inspire me. You just... And you believe in me. Now, I don't know how that quite works. You don't believe in yourself, but you believe in me. You believe that I I could be a writer. That I could be a writer. That I could write a book. Maybe a script. A very wonderful script. Okay, maybe that's oversaying it. But it's not. It's not. It's so not. This script, this dream of a script, the one that is almost like it's been written for you. Well, it was. This was written for you by me. I wrote this. I wrote this script. And I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for you. But I did. And it was... And at first it was so hard. It was beyond difficult. I love to write, but I just couldn't. I was just staring at a blank screen. And then you walked on set. And then I forgot all about writing because I was just watching you. I love to watch you. You are just, you're magic. And suddenly I knew exactly what I was going to write about. Well, I mean, I didn't know what I was going to write about, but I knew who I was writing for. I was writing for you. Because you inspire me. You believe in me. And you are the best actor I have ever met. That I've ever seen. You are just amazing. So I wrote the script. And it's dense and complicated. It's... It's the opposite of this slightly shoddy space opera, but I didn't think anything would happen. I thought this was just the first step to becoming a real writer. And when I was writing it, I ended up writing, the main character is you. Well, for you. It's a part that only you can play. But the love interest is not familiar, but in my range. Because I wrote it for me, but not for me. It was more, I love you. I mean, yes, I love you as an actor, but not just as an actor. I love you for you. I love how sweet you are, how goofy you are, how addicted to pizza you are, because you are really addicted to pizza, just scarily addicted to pizza. I wrote this for you. A love letter, if you will. A love script. That sounds this romantic. But I put all of my love into it and I couldn't help but write a relationship. I just poured my adoration into it. My everything, because you are my everything. And this is getting a little bit cliche. I swear I'm a better writer than this. This... If this was in a film, this would be... This. You are a wonderful, wonderful actor. You are a wonderful person, and you are so hard on yourself. I just want to hold you. I just want to squeeze you and squeeze you. Why are you so hard on yourself? But also squeeze you with love. Like a boa constrictor of love. Not tall enough for that. And I wasn't that a character on the show? It was. It definitely was. I just... You know what? You don't even have to read the script. I want you to. You have no idea how much I want you to. Because in a way, it's me confessing my love. Although, this is me confessing my love. The script is far more eloquent. I adore you. And I love you. And... You'll read the script. No. You said you'd read it. You said that you would. You can't take that back. No. I heard you. Why? No, I mean, that's not important. But it's kind of important. No, I don't need to know. Why? What? Could you say that again? Well, you got prosthetics on. It was a bit like a mumble. No, it wasn't a mumble. I can totally understand. I just want to hear it again. You love me. And you're only mentioning this now because... I'm not going to call you annoying when you just said that you love me. Because that you're annoying. And wonderful and... I just want to wrap you up in my love and I wish you could see yourself the way I see you. Because I adore you. So, you'll read a script. You'll read a script. Great. That is so great because, so I wasn't going to mention this. I wasn't totally... not going to mention this, but now I know you've only said that you'll read it, and that doesn't mean that you're going to do it, but I should let you know that a major studio has picked up the script, and well they want to make it, and they've offered me a lot of money for it, a lot of money, and they've given me my part. My part. And, that's really exciting. That's so exciting. And, they've offered me a lot of money and they want to do sequels and spin-offs and it's all very exciting. Only I've said that I will only do it if no pressure. No pressure, but... if you're not in it, I'm not doing it. That is pressure. Actually, just forget I mentioned that. It's... What? Yes, I know it's all I've ever wanted, but I don't want it if you're not there. What do you mean you'll do it? You'll read the script. Of course you'll read the script because you said that you would... You'll do it. You'll take the part. But you haven't read the script. No, it's not giving up my dream exactly. It's just, I don't really want it yes, kind of giving up my dream. But it's not giving up my dream because it's my first script. I'm sure there'll be other opportunities. I'm not doing it for you. It's... this script wouldn't exist without you. You inspire me. I love you so much. It's like breathing. And coughing sometimes. And screaming really loudly. When you're a bit annoying. Really annoying. Just so annoying. But you don't have to. You don't just have to... Oh, you're being so sweet right now. So sweet. I really want to kiss you. I really, really want to kiss you. I want to sit on your lap and just make out. Just make out. And believe me, this is something I've thought a lot about. Just, well, there might be a slight scene. Just there is a scene, because well, I'm a little bit taken with you as an actor, and you know, as the person I love. And now you're sitting there, and you're saying that you love me, and you're trusting me. That just makes me want to kiss you, but you have to sit there for an hour. I mean, less now, because I've been talking. I've been really talking. And we can't, because it'll ruin your everything. And I would be covered in blue. But it would be worth it. It would very much be worth it. But... but you did say that you love me, and you've agreed to read to I love you. I love you, and blue is blue is my colour. Shit. Was that Melanie? That was Melanie. She...
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
Your face. I mean, your face is pretty, but it's kind of smeared, and oh, she's going to be so annoyed. And she's scary. She's so scary. That is why you sit down for 1 hour without moving, because she's so scary. So now we have to face her. No, we. This is not my fault. How is this is sort of my fault. But, you know what? I'm a professional. I am a professional, and as a professional, I say we run. We should run. We should run and find somewhere to hide, and then just make out. Just you know, full on make out a bit, if you want. Well, I mean, your makeup's already ruined. Have to admit, didn't think you agreed so easily. I thought you could be a bit more difficult. Oh, now that is stupid romantic. That line was just... What am I doing? I'm writing it down. Why? I'm going to put it in a script. Oh, hell! Do you know how... Well, I mean, I haven't plagiarized your... Well, stuff that you said. I've just, borrowed it. But you inspire me! Well, if you really want to find out, read the script. Do I want you to make out with me or read the script? How? Ooh, I know the perfect scene. We can do both. And, I'm blushing. And that's Melanie. Run!